Wigan in possession, and Sean Edwards setting Andy Pat in motion. Edwards, two dummies in the break. Is this going to be a try for Edwards? He flings it inside to Andy Gregory, and Andy Gregory has scored a marvellous try for Wigan. The combination of two Great Britain halfbacks was never seen to be more evident in that situation. Edwards making the break, and Gregory providing the support, and the sureness, and the try.
Well, joining us live from the UK now, and it's exciting that we're doing this a lot at the start of this year. We're heading over and talking rugby league with the Northern Hemisphere friends. Andy Gregory, a former Great Britain half, of course, a Rugby League Hall of Famer and a Wigan legend. He joins us on the phone. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah,
well, it's not morning here, but it's great to speak to you, mate. And, I've got great memories of Australia and... let's have a good yarn.
Well, pleasure to talk to you, mate. And I know that you played against the great man that's in our Gold Coast studio, Laurie. Of course, he's up there for the All-Stars weekend. I'll start. What was it like playing against Laurie, and what have you been up to?
Laurie Dale was absolute class, mate. He was absolute brilliant. And in that era, you know, your Meningas, your Gene Miles, your Brett Kennys, your Peter Sterlings, I've got a company over in England where we do dinners. We just had Wally Lewis over. You know, they was awesome. And I probably played in the toughest era in the test matches in the six series what I had against Australia. It was tough, but it was good. And it learned me a lot. But I've got some great friends in Australia, and, you know, we're going to talk about it in a bit, no doubt, about my time down in Wollongong when I played for the Steelers. I've got some great friends out there, and I want to come out and I want to do a couple of sportsmen's dinners, fetch my wife out and talk about the memories what I've had against Australia.
G'day, Andy. It's Laurie Daly here, mate. Great to speak to you again. You mentioned Illawarra. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, mate.
Yeah, that's great. You mentioned Illawarra, and you spent some time out here playing, and, you know, you're a legend of Super League and the old English rugby league competition. What were the differences you found between the two comps when you were out here playing in the Australian Rugby League compared to the England competition? Because... from what I see and from when I used to come up against you guys, rugby league in England was a lot stronger then than what it is now.
I agree with you totally, but when I went down to the Steelers, and I'm only 5'4", and I played in which. It is. I played with Wigan for 8 years when we won everything, you know, 9 Wembley appearances and never losing, 30-odd Great Britain caps, and this is Dan Yudder. But that season I had with the Steelers was the toughest season I played in. And, you know, every game, every single game what you played in, I don't know if it was... just because I was a pommy, but everybody seemed to just want to clean the Great Britain halfback out. And Newcastle certainly did that. I remember a fella getting sent off against me, playing for the down in Wollongong. And he said, who did? He said, oh, it's that pommy halfback giving me, sending off sufficient. So, but no. It was the toughest league I've played in. I must admit, I enjoyed it, but it was really, really hard.
Andy, Matt Burke, how do you rate the Super League at the moment? Obviously, you'd keep an eye across lots of rugby league that's going around the world at the moment. How do you like the Super League travelling?
We over in England, I'll tell you the truth, Laurie, no word of lie. We seem to lack top class halfbacks, and I don't tend to look at prop forwards or fullbacks or wingers. I tend to look at halfbacks, and I wish we could have a bit of class at six and seven. And we don't seem to have the class at 6 and 7. And I just think we'll international level against the top teams, against Australia, New Zealand. If we don't find halfbacks who can fill that role, I seriously think we're going to struggle.
Great Britain toured out here at the end of last year, and they played New Zealand and, of course, PNG, and they lost that game. And Wayne Bennett, in the end, didn't have his contract renewed. Are you happy that Sean Wayne has now been announced as coach, and were you happy for an Australian to coach England team?
Yeah, Sean Wayne's a good mate of mine. He's a Wigan lad. If you remember the first World Club Challenge, Wigan against Manly, back in 1987, I think. And Sean Wayne, I played 7 and Sean Wayne played 10 for Wigan. And Sean Wayne actually got man of the match. And there was no try scored. The score was 8-2. David Stevenson kicked 4 goals. But it was one of the toughest games I've ever played in. But Sean Wayne's an out-and-out true Brit. He's 100% British to run through. And anybody who plays for Sean Wayne, they will give 100%. I think it's a great move for our game of rugby league to have a coach like Sean Wayne as our head coach.
Andy, I've got to ask and just take you back to a point. You said that, look, you know, you don't look at the prop forwards, and we've seen a number of forwards come out to Australia in recent years and have success. We're about to see a potential, superstar join Canterbury. Why aren't the halfbacks and the halves, and for that fact, the backs in the Super League or from England, coming out here and having success? Why hasn't there been that growth like we saw back in the day?
I don't know, mate. I don't know. I honestly can't answer that question. I look at the youth what's coming through. I look at like Division 1. I look at Division 2. And we do not seem to have the halfbacks what played in the era what I played in, what you played in. And, you know, we just don't seem to have the quality to make it to international level.
Andy, you were lucky enough to play with some of the best players in the game. You know, you talk about the likes of Ellery Henley and Dennis Betts and Sean Edwards and these type of people. Have you got the best side you ever played in, or the best player that you ever played with?
I think I'd say, Laurie, no word of lie. I'd say the best player. I played with some great players. Mick Adams, when I was at Widnes, who lived in Australia, and he died over there. Mick Adams at Widnes. I had 3 Wembley appearances with Mick Adams. He was a legend in my eyes. But for 100% commitment, determination, will to win, I've got to say, out of all the players, great players I played with, and I played with some like legends in Wigan when G Miles was over there. He had that season, absolutely unbelievable. But I've got to say that the top player who I played with was got to be, and he couldn't kick a ball, he couldn't pass a ball, but his determination to win has got to be Ellery Handler.
Very similar to our own Laurie Daly, I think, Andy, just on the way through. Hey, yeah. Tell me, this match that's going to be happening very soon, Roosters up against St Helens on Sunday. Are you going out there? Do you enjoy the spectacle of a club
challenge? I'm actually not going to the game because I've got a dinner on. But, as you predict, I do not know Like, I was lucky enough to play in the first World Cup Challenge. And you might be able to help me out here, because I don't know what kind of side, as the Roosters sent out, have they sent a strong team out?
Yeah, they have.
Well, I me personally, St. Helens, I'll tell you the truth, St. Helens on the day, they were a great side. They're the top team in, I hate to say it because I'm a Wiganer talking about St. Helens, but if Sydney Roosters send their top 13 or 15 or 20 out, then I'd put my money on. But if Sydney Roosters are at their best and Saints are at the best, we're in for a classic, I think.
Andy, we really appreciate your time, mate. We know it's late over there in the UK. And look, we'll hopefully see you out here soon on the frothies at a few lunches, mate.
I'm going to I'm going to sort a few dinners out. I've just done a dinner with Wally Lewis in Wigan. And I'm going to come over to Sydney and do a few dinners, hopefully, with yourself, Laurie. And let's see what happens. Okay, pal. But keep in touch. I'll I'm at the end of the phone. Just give me a ring and I'll answer it anytime.
Good on you, Andy. Great to speak to you, mate. We'll talk to you soon.
Cheers, my man.